Now, Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Robert told you that you're back again next year?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to get into all of that stuff. Look, here I go again, dancing a little bit. But look, my focus is on the guys in this room, the coaches on this staff, and winning this game that we have coming up.
Gerard Mayo yesterday on the Greg Hill Show. Mayo Monday made his weekly appearance. Would not commit to being back a year from now, which is interesting. While Bill Belichick is flirting with the University of North Carolina, I was told it was supposed to be done yesterday. That's what I heard. Supposed to be done yesterday. So what's the holdup? What's the holdup on it not being done? Maybe it's just what you said, Keith. They're haggling over some final details. It'll get done during the show today.
That's a pretty big detail, though. If it's true that Bill wants his kid to be the coach in waiting, he'd be like, wait a minute. We're not doing that.
Okay.
Why would we do that?
But we found out about it last week.
Was it Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's when we found out about it.
What, that he interviewed?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How long do you think it's been going on through back channels and everything else with UNC?
Oh.
And then it's like, you're either going to bend the knee to Bill about his kid being the future head coach or you're not. I mean, how long does that really take to haggle over? And so, I don't know, maybe I'm making too much of that part of it. I don't think the phone's ringing from the NFL.
Doesn't feel like it.
Florio reported that yesterday. I have come around. I thought Bill was just using UNC. I thought it was, mutually beneficial for UNC to get Bill's name out there and their name out there on Bill's half as well. I thought it was mutually beneficial. I've come around. Bill wants the job. You heard him on McAfee yesterday.
Yeah, he wants it.
I'm not sure he's even going to get it. Never mind an NFL job again. And so what's the holdup for Bill in the NFL?
You think he's going to lose out to Steve Wilkes? You think that's what's going to happen?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, that's the only other guy that wants it, right? Or does he even want it?
I don't know. I think
the Tulane guys out and Arthur Smith are out.
I think the players want him at UNC.
Yeah, but the former players or the current players?
No, former players.
Yeah, all right, who cares?
Well, I don't know. Do the boosters listen to the former players? Because if they do, that's who's deciding who's getting hired.
I don't know. Does Julius Peppers get to pick the next head coach, or does the
It depends on how I don't know.
Director.
I don't know enough about the setup at UNC, but if they're influential enough with boosters, yes.
Yeah, I guess. Oh my God, you guys have to pay Steve Wilkes. if you're in charge there, I mean, I would choose Bill Belichick over him every day.
So again, what's the holdup for Bill in these jobs? Maybe there isn't one with UNC. Maybe he gets it in the next half hour and it's done and whatever. Then I guess what? We're throwing a parade for Bill getting the job at UNC.
No, we just gotta be shut. We gotta realize how crazy it is. He keep like, yeah, of course he's going there. Like, no, nobody thought he was gonna go there. It is wild that he would go to college. That was never once brought up.
No.
Last year he gets fired, and then it was he's gonna coach in the NFL. I was surprised that he didn't. And then he took 9 different jobs, and you're like, all right, he's probably going to hopefully go back to the NFL. Or there were some people saying, old dude, retired for the first time. Maybe he likes retirement, and maybe he's just going to do that. He's not going to sniff around North Carolina.
I never would have guessed. And as of Friday, I didn't think he really wanted it. I now think he really wants it.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he's going to get it, which you're right, Keith. Tells us a lot.
Honestly, the Falcons would have been weird to me. At the time, the Falcons was weird.
Can somebody, we've referenced this tweet a lot, can somebody find I forget the reporter's name. Where did the report come from that he wants his son taking over as part of the deal? That came out over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember what the reporter's name was. It's another one of these college reporters that I'm not overly familiar with.
I think it was something Connolly.
Okay, if we can track that down just to read it verbatim. But that report came out over the weekend. So that's Bill Belichick and UNC. Could you see him working there? Why isn't the phone ringing from the NFL? Again, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and your text line here on a Tier Tuesday, a Tommy Tuesday, a D'Angelo's Tuesday, a Kiefer Madness Tuesday on Jones and Keefe. Quickly, I saw this.
It's in this Sports Illustrated story, but it's Sports Illustrated doesn't write stories anymore. So it's like they took a Diana Russini, who knows always right.
Mm-hmm.
She had a story in The Athletic. She's the one that said if Belichick is offered the Tar Heels coaching job, he's likely to take it.
Hmm.
And then just sort of in there.
So I'm sorry. One more time. If he's offered it.
If Belichick is offered the Tar Heels coaching job, he's likely to take it. Huh. Part of Belichick's request in his deal with North Carolina would be that his son, Steve Belichick, is the coach in waiting.
There you go. Thank you. So we're just not making that up. That was reported over the weekend.
Ollie Connolly.
Thank you. That's the one that I saw. I didn't realize Russini had that as well.
Russini had that, unless this guy is just doing like a bunch of reports into one. That's how Sports Illustrated works now. It's probably AI anyway.
Yeah. It's true. It's a good point.
Well, his tweet said per sources. So
Yeah.
Right, per sources, I'm told Belichick negotiations with UNC and then all that. And it's like talking about Steve being the coach in waiting.
Ollie Connolly. Which not overly familiar with that guy's work, but he reported it. So
I texted some friends that work in college football, and they said, I don't know if he's real. I'm trying to figure it out.
We're efforting
in your face
how real that person is.
In your face, texter.
Yep.
Meanwhile, you have this from Greg Bedard at the Boston Sports Journal. Jerod Mayo should be coaching for his job over the final four games, which I agree with. I think there should be stakes to the final month. We talked about this yesterday, Keith. I think we've even talked about it over the last few weeks. It's not just about the wins and losses over the final month. It's how much of a clown show does it look like? Is Mayo sticking his foot in his mouth? And is he shown on the sidelines doing nothing all over again? Are there more scandals off the field with this team? Like all of it, like how all of it looks. Never mind how they play competitively and everything else. All of it comes along with the final month of the year.
Well, there's a big part of that because, like, you know, they won four games last year. It's why Bill doesn't have a job anywhere. They won four games. And then Mayo comes in, says they're going to win more than four games. They're currently staring at three wins with four to go. So, yeah, I think it has a lot to do with what the operation looks like over the final month. But the win total is not insignificant because at the end of the year, Robert Kraft can look at, and I'm sure he's going to issue yet another email to season ticket holders, right? He's done that the last few years. But there is a big difference, even though it matters. One or two crappy wins, but did you win more or less games or the same amount as last year?
No, it matters. If they win three games, that's embarrassing.
That's real bad.
But I think the bigger thing is not just the win total, which doesn't look good, but I'd give them a second year. You know, if they just won three games, if they were looking more competitive, and if Mayo looked like he had a clue. He looks clueless. And I think that's the more damning thing. So Bedard says he should be coaching for his job. About halfway through the story, tucked in there.
Uh-huh.
It's not the lead, so I don't know what that says about his confidence in this reporting.
It's in there, though.
It's in there.
All right.
He says, according to multiple sources.
Nice.
If, there's that word again.
If.
Kraft.
Ifs. Crafts and nuts for candy.
That was Bill yesterday. Capital I-F.
What?
If my aunt was, no, never mind.
No, come on.
According to multiple sources, if Kraft comes to the realization he made the wrong choice with Mayo, he wouldn't hesitate to rectify the situation.
That sounds better than it is. So basically, if Robert Kraft thinks he should fire him, he'll fire him. He's the guy in charge.
If Kraft thinks he screwed up, then he'll rectify it. What does that mean?
If
in firing Mayo?
I think I'm going to eat two subs today. I'll eat two subs. It's like, it's up to me, so I can do it if I want, right? Like, that one's tough because I don't think Kraft's going to come to that realization. I think the majority of the fans have already come to that realization. I don't think Kraft will.
Well, what if they keep not showing up to games or, you know, hardly spending on the secondary market?
Yeah, yeah.
I get their bases more in suites and season ticket and everything else, but if they're not a hot ticket on the secondary market again. I think that's part of what helped get Bill fired was the lack of interest in the team. If you're not getting that out of Mayo and the thing's a clown show in the media and from a PR standpoint and you lose fewer games than the year before, I hope that Kraft would look at firing him. I don't know if Bedard's right or not.
I don't think he will.
I would look to rectify the situation for sure.
I think he said too much about Jerod Mayo and how smart it was to pick him and how great it was to pick him and how he's had him lined up for many years, how great of a head coach he's going to be. I don't think he can pull the cord after 1 year, even if he starts to doubt whether or not he's the right guy. I think there are other scapegoats, as we've said before. I think to sort of save face and not have to walk back to the comments that he has had, I could see Robert Kraft saying, we're firing the defensive coordinator, and we're actually going to spend some money in the offseason. Because if you bring in a big, shiny object, I think you can point to that, and people might be a little distracted from how in over his head Jerod Mayo has been. And how, you know, maybe Kraft, like, why didn't Kraft make that big change? If they get the Juan Soto equivalent in free agency, I think people are like, oh, that's cool. Like, maybe they'll be better now. Oh, Drake May year two and this guy or these two guys? I think they're more likely to do that.
Well, speaking of that, and not that he had a good game last night on Monday Night Football during the Simpsons broadcast, which we'll get to.
Simpsons cast.
But T. Higgins is a free agent. Chad Graff at The Athletic writes,
yep.
He expects the Patriots to offer T. Higgins, quote-unquote, the moon in free agency. So is that what you're talking about? I mean, that's not Juan Soto, but a big ticket move like that makes the Mayo returning for year two a little more
that's
palatable.
That's what I think. Yeah. And if they were really in on Calvin Ridley and Brandon Ayuk, and the numbers were whatever they ended up being, don't you think, all right, free agency, T. Higgins is definitely better than Calvin Ridley. You could argue with Brandon Ayuk. I know it's not been a good season for him and, like, you know, hurt and everything, but, like, that's a guy that you might have to say, all right, we have to overpay a little bit, but it's a premium position. It's a guy you know works in the NFL. He's young enough to pair him with Drake May for years to come. Yeah, that's the kind of thing you'd have to do. And that for sure could save Mayo.
617-779-7937. Bill Belichick, would it work at UNC? Does he want the job? Does UNC really want him? Why isn't the phone ringing off the hook for Bill? So you can jump in there. Again, it's 617-779-7937. That's topic number one. Topic number two. Is Jerod Mayo coaching for his job? Should he be coaching for his job? Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, says Kraft won't wait to rectify the situation if he believes he's made the wrong decision. That's topic number two. You can jump in on that as well. Plus, we just mentioned Monday Night Football last night. You enjoy the Simpsons cast there, Keith?
I watched a lot of the Simpsons cast.
I noticed you didn't answer that directly. Let's get to the Simpsons cast and the alternate broadcasts that are taking over sports. That's next.
This is Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You recognize that voice, right, Keefe?
I sure do.
You can't handle the truth.
Like, yeah, dude, it's October. Relax.
It's Drew Carter.
That is Drew Carter, part of the Simpsons alternate broadcast last night on Disney Plus, which I watched.
If you're watching on Twitch.tv, I actually like this part. I like the lineup intros.
Lineup intros was good. They had Lisa asking some questions. I learned that T. Higgins played the bass in high school. Yep, he thought it was good because he could stand up. He said he wasn't very good at it, but they asked a lot of questions. Ted Karras was good. Former Patriot Ted Karras had a lot of answers on there. So the Simpsons broadcast, so they've done a few of these alternate broadcasts. One I watched a couple of years ago is the Toy Story one for the Jaguars London game. And so they basically take the players on the field and you can watch the game and it looks like Toy Story characters. Or like if you've ever watched like a Madden sim, like that kind of thing, same idea here. So now you have Simpsons characters. Now, so yeah, if you're watching now on Twitch and on YouTube.
Lisa just put a move on Homer.
Lisa
Look at the Jets.
Simpson just absolutely torched it.
That was the Jamar Chase. I was not watching the Simpsons broadcast. That was the late Jamar Chase touchdown. The game winner.
Believe it or not, Jones, as much as I don't like change, I'm all about these alternate broadcasts. Yeah. Give it a shot. When they were sliming guys on the Nickelodeon thing a couple years ago, I'm all for that. Here's the thing. I don't know who this is for, and I don't think they knew who it was for. So they had Drew Carter, Mina Kimes, and Dan Orlovsky doing the game. And they would go...
Orlovsky and Kimes, they must be huge Simpsons fans with deep knowledge of the show and lots of references,
right? I don't think Dan Orlovsky's ever seen the show. I didn't get the sense. And I think they scripted a lot of jokes. So it was the most, like, herky-jerky broadcast of all time.
Uh-huh.
Because it was like, all right, it's your turn to talk, and then I want you to say one thing, and make sure you make a joke, make sure you make a deep Simpsons cut reference, and do that, and then go away for it. It was very, very strange. Yeah, Orlovsky wasn't good. Mina Kimes, I think, did the best out of the three that were there. They would occasionally swap out a character on the field and make them be a Simpsons character.
Mm-hmm.
So you're watching it, you're like, all right, the quarterback's Homer, and then there'd be one receiver, it'd be Lisa Simpson, and you're like looking at the numbers, and you're like, all right, I see Jamar Chase, so it's not him.
It's not him.
Lisa must be T. Higgins?
Yeah.
But then they'd go back and forth.
Why is Ralph in the game?
They'd be like, touchdown, Ralph Wiggum.
Go eat paste on the bench, Ralph. Like, what are you doing in the game?
They did have Itchy and Scratchy on the chain game at one point. They were doing that.
They had Spider Pig as the ball at one
point. Spider Pig.
Yeah.
They had Lenny and Carl playing pool off the sideline.
Nice.
So I like that. They had some good stuff, but it was just really strange. And then Mina Kimes and Orlovsky also didn't really know what they were doing because they would occasionally say something that was like, very over the top, like kid friendly and just like whatever, like to a person that had never seen football before. And then they'd morph into like a much more sophisticated talk. And you're like,
Orlovsky at one point was given like a full defensive breakdown of like how the game was being defended. I'm like, what is this broadcast? Is it a football broadcast?
Yeah.
Is it a Simpson? What is it? Because he would morph into like this weird, like he's watching tape sort of thing.
It was pretty odd.
It was.
Diddly down!
I don't mind like the...
Lean in on that. They should have leaned in on that. That's a good spot for Drew Carter, by the way.
It is.
Less of that in the Celtics games, more of that in the Simpsons games. That makes sense.
So did a guy get carted off the field or no? Or did he just get helped off the field? Because they didn't really show it. So I'm watching the Simpsons broadcast, right? And all of a sudden a guy goes down and they just show like other players kind of like walking around in the huddle.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, like so-and-so has just been like helped off the field. And then they started talking about that guy and like what he did like the previous week. And I'm like, is he all right? Like, where? Like, did they like ignore it for the kids? Like, oh, another thing about football is like these guys' heads are a mess. Like, their brains are soup. Like, we didn't really get into any of that. No, but it was weird. And also, we were talking about this with Nick and Billy. The Simpsons is, I don't know how many kids are watching The Simpsons right now.
So the Monday Night Football broadcast.
And it's Monday Night Football.
It was not for kids. Last night was not for kids. I think people have
this
wrong.
It's odd.
The SpongeBob slime game on Nickelodeon, that was for children. The London game with Toy Story, that was for children. This was not for kids. This was for like us, which is weird. The Simpsons is how many seasons of The Simpsons are there now? 40?
I think it's probably as
is
old
that right?
as I am, yeah.
Pretty close to
something it. Something like that. That show is not for kids, and I don't mean it's like inappropriate or anything. I just mean kids don't watch it. That's for people our age. Monday Night Football is not for kids. That broadcast, I think, was for us, and I watched some of it. It was very glitchy, which maybe is a weird criticism.
No, it was weird. Like,
that didn't make it easy to watch, and I'm not thirsting for more of that. I get the SpongeBob game. I get the Toy Story game Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon. I don't get this.
Twitch chat's right. They did a Big City Greens hockey game. And so that's a kid for kids like that show.
I did tune in for a little bit of that. That was a Bruins game, wasn't it?
That was a hockey game. Yeah, a Bruins game. Yeah, but it was a hockey. So they did it with hockey. And like that's kind of cool. Yeah, Simpsons is weird. Like, what is the sweet spot? What's the target audience for The Simpsons?
So more adults
on season 36.
Okay, more Holy adults mackerel. Like us are thirsting for a broadcast like that. I get it for the kids. I get Big City Greens for hockey on a Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, Monday Night Football is not prime.
That's apparently for us. They think there's a market of that for us.
Well, so you got to figure that there's a good, sorry, Keith. No. There's a good chunk of the audience that are around our age. We checked out on The Simpsons around 99, 2000 when South Park showed up.
Yeah, I respect the show, but I couldn't tell you the last time I watched The Simpsons.
No, like every other Simpsons fan, I'll be like, seasons 2 through 10, I can quote it and I love it and everything else. Like anything after that, like I'm out. Like I haven't seen it. So it is really strange. Yeah, the show's still on. They obviously are, all the shows are on Disney Plus. But of all the things to do it, wouldn't you rather have seen like a Marvel thing or like a Star Wars thing or like something like that? I feel like there's more of a general, like a big audience
or
with that.
Save those broadcasts for Sunday mornings for the kids.
Yeah,
because I don't hear a lot of adults clamoring for more alternate broadcasts like that.
8:30 kickoff to see Cowboys Bengals. Now it was a good game to do it though because Cowboys Bengals both stink.
Bad
so
game.
It was a good game to do something.
Well, that was
different.
The reason they couldn't flex it because they already had all the animations.
Remember? There was outrage a few weeks ago. They're like, "Why is this game staying on Monday Night Football?" That was why. Nick's right.
So that's bad.
Speaking of how bad the Cowboys are, I just read you this off the air.
Yeah,
Cowboys and Panthers next week. The Panthers are favored in a game for the first time in almost 2 years.
Amazing.
The Panthers are 2.5-point favorites. They have not been a favorite since December of 2022.
So basically, they've had like 4 upset wins over the last couple of years, or 5 upset wins, right? They've been dogs in every game.
It's true. So I just don't feel a lot of clamoring for the alternate broadcast. People claim they like the Manning cast and like that tour.
Oh, I can't stand the Manning cast.
But that's like the football nerd.
Yeah.
There probably is a core audience for that. Who was that for last night?
I can't tell.
I don't know.
I don't know, and they don't know. Like, as they were doing the game, they were probably looking at each other like, do we break down the game? Like, we're actually like, we're used to breaking down the game like a real game, but like, you don't want us to. So let me read from this sheet this Simpsons joke from 20 years ago, like, which did not hit at all.
It's literally supposed to be like a tutorial, is how it should be. Because again, my son was asleep, so he didn't see it. But like,
of course, most
put
kids
it on,
were asleep.
Right.
At that point.
So you would put it on like today.
Yeah.
Like, because he reacts to sports on the TV, he reacts to cartoons.
Mm-hmm. And so he might like it, but then like, the stuff they're saying makes like no sense.
Right. You have to like, it has to be like the dummy's guide to professional football when you do the play-by-play.
Yeah. Don't put Orlovsky on that broadcast. No. Put, I don't know, an animator from the Simpsons. Put Conan O'Brien on it. Just go all out and make it wild. Get a Simpsons writer. Get some sort of hardcore Simpsons fan on the thing.
Yeah.
Why do I need Orlovsky breaking down cover 2 defenses on the stupid Simpsons broadcast?
Did they do that with the SpongeBob one? They had the voice actors do it.
Did they?
I think they had the voice actors
like, just
do
lean
it.
In on it's not a football game. It's an entertainment product. So lean in on the entertainment, not the guy talking about cover 3.
Yeah, no, he did try to break down some coverages. I'm like, dude.
What are you doing?
Do less.
Simpsons jokes.
Yeah, give me another.
I'm an adult and I don't want to hear it.
I know, right. Give me a Groundskeeper Willie reference. What's Mo up to right now? That's what I want to know.
Or like an impersonation
or something.
Saving
tackle by Mo. Yeah. Mo made a nice saving tackle.
Mo.
Yeah.
Mo made a nice tackle.
Dude, Ralph Wiggum had a touchdown, which blew my mind.
Yeah,
Not an athlete.
Homer had like a Travis Hunter type performance.
Played everywhere.
He threw a touchdown. He had a pick in the game.
Yeah.
Good showing from Homer last night.
Which Orlovsky tried to make a joke at one point.
He's like, last touchdown.
He's like, I didn't realize he was a dual sport. I mean, two sides of the ball player. I'm like, all right,
all right.
You're having a hard day.
Do less. like John Heyman. 617-779-7937. Do you like these alternate broadcasts? Because they are starting to infiltrate more and more.
The whole thing has been a disaster.
Including that broadcast last night, which I agree with Heyman, wasn't the strongest product there by ESPN. You can jump in here. A lot on the table. We'll add that topic to our discussion about Bill Belichick to the University of North Carolina. And Gerard Mayo, is he coaching for his job? Greg Bedard seems to think he is. So we'll have more on that. Plus, how are the Red Sox going to address their Rafael Devers problem? Rob Bradford gave us an idea yesterday. We'll expand on that coming up next.